Are you a newbie entrepreneur, solopreneur, side hustler, or small business owner? Do you want to learn how to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system? Well, congrats, because that's exactly what our podcast teaches. Let's get to it. Good morning and congratulations for taking the first step to solving your slow money blues. My name is Doug, retired U.S. Marine and two-time combat veteran. Turn entrepreneur at your service. Today, we're going to have another dynamic show. It's entitled Diligent Daisy. If you have any questions, what I want you to do is visit slowmoneyblues.com and click on ask or submit your question on IG, Facebook, or Twitter using hashtag slowmoneyblues. And what are we going to be covering today? Three ways to be more diligent. But of course, before we get started, I have two questions for you. Did you tune into last week's episode? Meaning, did you do your homework? If you didn't, you missed the dynamic episode. We talked about limiting beliefs, and I certainly do not want you to have any limiting beliefs. So if you did not have opportunity to tune into the live show, what I want you to do is go to YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, search for Slow Money Blues, and guess what? Listen to the show. Also, where all great podcasts are heard, you can listen to every episode we've ever dropped. Now, one of the favorite parts of the show is saying your morning mantra. So if you haven't said it, let's say it together. I state your full name, take 100% responsibility and accountability for my decisions and actions. I refuse to blame others. If I do, I give away all of my power, authority, and power given to me by God. We got to pay the bills because that's how the show keeps going. If you want a high-touch, low-tech way to touch anything and everything, anywhere, at all times, visit linky.com. That's L-I-I-N-K-Y. Go ahead and subscribe today. If you want to save 25%, use promo code LINKY25. That's LINKY25. And if you subscribe to the annual plan, you'll get 25% off for the entire year. There are people suffering from a digital dilemma, and it's 2023. And if that's you, we got you covered. My people over at BigNetDomain.com, where the net just got bigger, will hook you up. They have anything and everything to make sure you have a dynamic, awesome website, including email marketing, as well as e-commerce, SEO, and so much more. If you purchase a domain name today, guess what? They'll give you hosting for one entire year for free. Use promo code BigNet at checkout and receive a 10% savings. Now, you all know that I'm crazy about crypto, right? I'm absolutely crazy about crypto. And my people over there at Binance.us will hook you up. Now, I have to check this because we just had some legal things with Binance. So maybe they might not do this, but I think they will. If you sign up for an account today, use the show notes, they will give you a whopping $10. So yay for me and you. Get signed up today. This is today's question. Are you diligent in pursuing your dreams? Yes, no, or what? When Daisy was a little girl, she would go hunting with her. Consequently, she became both a very good hunter and excellent shooter. When she turned 11 years old, she started shooting competitively. And that year, she won every competition she entered in. But that was just the beginning. Let's get personal. Daisy practiced relentlessly and earned a spot on the U.S. Olympic shooting team. She will make her debut in 2024. How awesome is that? When Daisy is not shooting competitively, you can find her coaching young girls and boys who want to learn how to shoot just like her. Let's talk about these three ways to be more diligent. So you notice that Daisy basically got her roots in shooting from spending a lot of time with her dad when he would go hunting. And so consequently, this became something that she was very passionate about. Point number one, set a goal. I can only imagine that when Daisy was very young and she was hunting and shooting with her dad, she probably did because she loved hanging out with her dad, right? And then she began to like and love what he loved to do. I wonder if when she was 11 years old, did she even fathom being on the U.S. Olympic shooting team? Probably not. But once she started shooting competitively at the age of 11 years old, she said, you know what? I'm pretty good at this thing right here. In fact, I won every competition that I'm in. So I believe at that moment, Daisy probably began to set her dreams and her horizons on newer heights. And then maybe, not sure, she said, I think I'm going to see if I can become an Olympic shooter. Well, guess what? She did it. So if you want to become more diligent, point number one, set a goal. Point number two, after you set your goal, you must be attentive to the goal. You do realize that if you continue to do something, the chance of you getting better at it are like 100%. 100%. If you set a goal and you do nothing, and if you're not attentive towards that goal, the chance of you getting better is like 0%. Have you ever heard this song? Lyrics in the song, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. If you put nothing in, you get nothing out. It is a universal principle. Whatever you sow, that is what you will reap. When you have a goal and you start taking action and you're intentional, which means your attention is deliberate towards achieving that goal, guess what? The chance of you achieving it are like 100%. And so although Daisy, when she was 11 years old, she probably didn't fathom of even being on the Olympic shooting team, she realized once she understood her gift and how she could hone it and how she could sharpen it, that she too would one day be an Olympian. Awesome. So she paid particular attention to that. Also, even after she realized that she made the Olympic team, she, guess what? I'm going to begin to train. I'm going to begin to mentor and tutor the next generation of boys and girls that want to shoot just like me, because maybe they have aspirations also of wanting to be an Olympian. Point number three, you must be absolutely persistent. That means staying the course in spite of all the distractions and all of the obstacles that you will face and being more diligent. It doesn't make a difference if you want to get a better health physically or eating or mentally or spiritually or emotionally. You must be persistent. Be persistent to become more diligent in achieving that goal. Now, if you've been rocking with me for any amount of time, you know that the number one goal that we have on this show is to teach people how to build, launch, and grow their very own personal freedom success system. I am living proof that you can do it. But understand, I'm not an anomaly. I'm not an outlier. If I told you that so many people have already achieved this goal, but very few when you look at the 8 billion people on a planet, but we were just diligent, just like Daisy. So quick recap. We talked about three ways to be more diligent. One, set a goal. Two, be attentive to the goal. And three, be persistent about achieving that goal. So what are our major takeaways? Thank you for asking. Diligence plus desire unlocks all of your dreams. I'm going to say that again. Diligence plus desire unlocks all of your dreams. I know this from talking to so many people. I have never met a human being to date who does not want freedom. What is next week's homework? Well, thank you so much for asking. Next week's homework is very simple. It was just like last week's homework. Tune into next week's episode. What are we going to be talking about? I have no idea, which is why I want you to tune in. Until next time, I want you to continue to build, launch, and grow your very own personal freedom success system. And I won't see you at the top, but I will see you where? Over the top. Have an amazing Tuesday and the rest of your week. Bye. There are five things you can do if you love the show. One,
Tell anyone suffering from SMB to tune into the live show each Tuesday from 9:30 to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook. 2, follow, like, and share at Slow Money Blues on social media. 3, join our private Facebook group and get access to great resources. 4, subscribe, download, and rate the podcast. And 5, donate so we can keep bringing great content.